So I don't know how we could be in advance prepared for that. But to respond to the comment about everybody ought to be able to ask a question, in order to make it seem more sane, what we had was two designated question answers. And then, of course, at the meeting, people had questions, could send them an email. For that employment process, we actually had preset questions, so there was no variance. So if that's a process that somebody thinks might work, I'm ready to hear a motion.
I'm to the stack. I don't know if Sarah's on the stack, but if I had a response to that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me, Robert? It's Grace.
Yes, Grace, but PK was ahead of you.
Okay, that's fine. I asked you on the stack a little earlier.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry, I did not hear
it. No, I think it was a phone problem. That's fine.
And Jamie Gomez asked to be on the stack also.
Okay, I heard someone speak when somebody else was asking to be, and I didn't hear who it was. I think it was probably Jamie. Go ahead, PK.
Yeah, Jamie.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Which kind of brings up a point that I want to try to make. When we talk about processes, if we used Maestro and all of its platforms and characteristics, questions could be asked, and we could use the conversation with Maestro. We don't use everything it is for Maestro. We should all be able to see who's on the phone call without having Aki to be the only one who really knows or two people to be the only one that really knows. And that the other process is that if people have questions, there's a place where they can put them, but you could still have two facilitators that don't have us all talking. You don't need to all talk, but you do need to be heard, and I would really like for us to use all of Maestro rather than just parts of Maestro. And I know that that's really a PMB kind of thing. I don't know. But as a committee, we're all working towards the same goal, and it would be nice to have a system being used in a way that answers some of these questions about processes.
Okay. I'm sorry, was it Jamie that was next?
No, Grace.
Yeah, I was on the stack, but I think Grace was ahead of me.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
I just wanted to say that it's no hard and fast rule that closed sessions have to be noticed. It's a best practice to give closed sessions a seven-day notice. And, of course, we're going to have guests on a call to ask some questions. It would be good to have seven-day notice so that they have enough time to prepare as well. However, it's totally appropriate, even in an open session, to move to go into a closed session if a sensitive item comes up, sometimes a sensitive personnel matter or a sensitive contract negotiation matter comes up needing emergency consideration by a committee or the national board or a local board, in which case I think it's completely appropriate to notice a closed session without 7 days notice. If there's nothing in the bylaws that state that closed sessions have to be given notice, because the reason to have notice for open session is so that the public can participate. In closed sessions, there is no public. The public cannot listen. So there's no necessity for the same rigorous notice that open sessions need.
Okay. Benito to the stack when there's time.
Okay, Jamie, you're the next one, then Benito.
Yeah. I have reservations about subjecting potential auditors to a question and answer, an open question and answer session by this committee, because I don't want to scare off any potential auditors, especially if we don't have that many coming forward. But regardless, I do have some concerns because, yeah, I just have some concerns. What I would suggest is that we look at the proposals, if and when the proposals come in, and if we want feedback from the individual auditors who have submitted proposals, that we discuss in closed session what those questions are that we have for the auditors, and that we communicate by email with them. That would be my suggestion.
Okay. And Benito, you're next.
Number one, I would say that the bylaws speak to meetings. They don't distinguish between open and closed meetings. And they said they require, as everyone knows, a 7-day notice. And so any idea that you don't need a 7-day notice if you're going to have a closed meeting is just totally violates the bylaws. So that's with regard to one comment. And then I would say that with regard to the last statement, I think that Jamie raises, or I mean raises, some legitimate points, but I don't think that there's any way that we can get around, and maybe interview is the wrong word, and we might talk about that some more, how we would want to conduct a discussion, but I think that there's no getting around some kind of conversation with these companies, because that's the only way you get to find out anything about them. You know, you can go back and forth with email all you want, and people give you the kind of responses that they think you want. But the only way how to learn about an individual is by talking to them. So, I mean, that's just common, you know, human. You have to have some kind of human interaction, which is not to say that the person is going to tell you the truth. But at least you get some indication based on how they respond.
This is Grace to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
I would like to say that I think Jamie's suggestion is a good one, a very good one. I think we should have all questions to the auditors as much as possible be done by email in writing, and that only possibly we interview the last two or three finalists. And I think that having the responses in writing gives us legal assurance in a sense that the audit firm, once they put it in writing, will adhere to it. That's the first thing. The next thing is all members of this committee will be able to see exactly what the responses are clearly and succinctly. It will save this committee a great deal of time. Also, with such a large committee, it can be very unwieldy having any committee member ask questions of the auditor. In the past, when we had, I believe when we had an audit committee, what we did was we had preconceived of questions for the auditors when we were interviewing them. There were no off-the-cuff questions. They were all pre-planned, exactly. That was in order to assure fairness to the different firms. So the only way we could, I think, ensure that kind of fairness is either keeping most of the interviews strictly by email with strict questions that are basically planned in advance and agreed upon by this committee, or do the same thing with pre-planned questions so that audit committee members don't veer off the script, basically. Because once you veer off the script, you're asking different questions of one audit firm than you're asking of another audit firm, which could be conceived of giving an advantage to one firm or another. Anyway, that was the thinking back years ago. I'll leave it to this committee to decide whether that's a valid concern or not. But I would move Jamie's motion if he wishes to put it forward, or you know, I can put it forward.
Let me make another suggestion. We have noticed a meeting, and I don't see, and I haven't been able to see, whether there's an open session or closed session or both. But we have a meeting notice for next Monday.
Okay, I will check it.
What I think we ought to do is allow people to spend the week proposing the methodology they prefer in writing, and then we can take it up at that meeting. And then, you know, if we go into executive session, we can actually start talking about the specifics of any proposals we have. It would seem to me that if we try and rush into this with now 10 minutes left in this meeting, we'll be forever rethinking ourselves, and that the best course ought to be to take it up in, you know, communications between ourselves, what our differing proposals are, and then bring it up at the meeting on the 8th and choose a final process, because then the following week is the 15th, which is the day for the deadline of proposal. What did we say, 3 p.m. Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if we put a time on it.
Yeah.
But that would be the deadline. If we met that night, then we would have in everything we're going to get in. And we can get into the nitty-gritty.
Robert, this is Grace. Can I speak for a moment?
Sure.
Okay. There is a meeting scheduled for next Monday. It's an audit committee meeting. It is stated to be an executive session in the KPFTX calendar. So we must have an open session as well. So I would urge Aki to schedule an open session. And if the board agrees, we could schedule that a couple of hours or an hour and a half earlier than the closed session. Because if this board agrees to meet earlier to make it easier for East Coast Audit Committee members, I am willing to do it. It depends on the rest of the people on this committee.
Benito,
to the stack.
Who was that? PK?
Yeah. And Benito.
Yeah, Benito first, and then PK.
Somebody ahead of me.
I didn't hear anybody about Benito. Was first, and then PK, I believe. So go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know how that meeting got set for next Monday, but the PFW LSB Finance Committee meets every second Monday of the month. So next Monday is the second Monday of the month. You know, I would request that we respect that.
Okay. Well, we can change it. Does somebody have any ideas? Let's move on to the last agenda item, and let's pick the next meeting and then see if we can find a regular monthly meeting date as well.
Robert, point of order?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, this is Grace. Actually, I'd like to suggest you put forward a proposal, and I'd like to put that in motion form so that it's and that is to for everybody on the committee to come up with a procedure and email everybody else so that a procedure for interviewing the audit firms and for moving forward is formulated rapidly. And discuss and accept at our next open meeting. And the other thing I'd like to ask is, sorry to be jumping ahead, but I'd like to take this up before the next agenda item is, I'd like to ask if anyone on the audit committee from WPFW is on that local finance committee. If that's not the case, then we can leave the executive session as it is.
I didn't put the stack.
On the,
yeah, two of the people
Benito, do you have an answer to that question?
Yeah, and Eileen is giving it right now, but I can speak to it as well.
Okay. Eileen, if you're going to speak to yourself, why don't you speak for yourself?
Sure. Both Benito and I are on the finance committee of WCSW.
Okay.
So that would be a conflict for us.
All right. Grace, could you submit your motion in writing to the secretary, well, to everybody, and
then
we can debate it. But I want to have PK, because she was on the stack, going off first.
I'll do that.
I don't know. I don't know why we would have to make that a motion. I think interested people can agree when to submit their proposals without having a motion to that effect, particularly not mandating everybody do it. Some people may not want to do it. But the other thing is, I think it's more important to pick the day of the meeting than it is to say, let's have a motion we pass telling everybody to come up with an idea. I mean, we can just come up with ideas.
Okay,
send them
to
me, and I'll get them on the agenda.
Okay, I accept that, Bob. That's fine.
So let's go back to when can we meet next?
Yeah, William, that.
William, go ahead.
What about me?
Oh, I'm sorry, PK. PK's next, and then William.
Okay,
thank you.
There are three things that come up, and I think sometimes this is where we get into trouble, because the proposal for procedures is different from the question we were asking about notice for meetings and if it needed 7 days, and now we're talking about canceling the executive session for tonight, so are we going to all vote on that as a committee? I think we've got three things going on. And
the executive session for tonight should have been canceled.
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, I don't know whether that happened in the agenda, but I'm just saying there are three things that we're talking about now. We were talking about the notice for interviews. If I'm wrong, I need to be corrected, but let me finish before I'm corrected so that I've gotten all the questions out. That we're talking about notice, we're talking about notice if we have an interview and the questions for those interviews, which leads to the proposal that we would send for procedure. Would that also in the procedure include not being given 7 days notice? And regarding the meeting that was canceled tonight, were any of us asked, or were we supposed to be asked? How does that work, and how did that guy get in the middle of all of this? I guess running out of time, or did we get a notice that there wasn't going to be an executive session because I thought there was going to be?
I thank everybody.
I don't know where the executive session meeting came from. I keep looking at the calendar, and I can't find one that says executive session. And then today I got a notice from KPFTX saying executive session. Well, I had not prepared a proposed agenda for that, and all of the time for tonight's meeting was taken up with a proposed agenda for this meeting. And so I couldn't see how I could have an executive session when I wanted to get through this business on our agenda tonight. And I didn't know what we could do in executive session, given the fact that we didn't have enough proposals to talk about. But I do want to say, in the absence of anybody deciding when our next meeting is, three members of this committee can pick one. Right now there is one scheduled on the 8th. But a member has objected, saying there is a conflict on the 8th, and I'm trying to get you all to pick a day. The process, in response to the question, is what we're going to decide at our next meeting when people submit their version of what they think the process should be. So we're not trying to decide now what the process is. We're trying to pick a day to have a meeting to decide the process. So if the 8th is inconvenient, what about the 9th?
Right. Benito?
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I would second that.
Well, I'm just asking the question. I don't make motions.
Okay, this is Grace. I have
yes.
for the stack. Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that as chair pro tem,
thank you, William.
Okay.
William was on the stack. Go ahead, William.
Okay, thank you. I'm getting worried about behind-the-scenes things going on, like canceling tonight's executive session meeting, which was scheduled over a month ago based on committee meeting decisions. And then suddenly there's a new meeting scheduled for a week from tonight, and now it's too late because we don't have 7 days. And I was going to say what you said, Robert. How about tonight? Is enough time to do both? And there's some one conflicting meeting at 10:30 Eastern time, so if we meet at 8, we'll be fine.
Any objection to the 9th? I'm going to take that as a motion.
Yes, this is Grace. I have an objection
yes.
to the 9th. Two of us, Jamie Gomez and myself, have a KPFK Finance Committee meeting on the 9th. It would be acceptable to me, personally, to have the meeting earlier, but actually, I don't know if Jamie could do that meet earlier.
This is Jamie Gomez for the staff.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, that's incorrect. I'm not a member of the Finance Committee for KPFK. So Tuesdays aren't okay for me.
Okay.
What time would you be having that meeting if we had it early? Recite the Eastern Pacific time.
Even just having it a half hour, an hour earlier would be very helpful to me. But I don't know that of all the West Coast people, I think Jamie's the only one who might not be able to make a 5 or 4:30 Pacific time meeting.
I can make 4:30.
Okay.
So that's 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific. Is there any objection to meeting on Tuesday at that time? And we'll split it out between executive session and general session?
Yes.
Any objection?
Which comes first? Which one first?
We'd have to do the general session and discuss process first.
Okay. So the starting time is what time again, Robert?
4:30 Pacific, which is 6:30 Central and 5:30 Eastern. No, wait a minute.
No. 7:30
Eastern.
Yeah.
Then we start the executive session at 5:30, then 1 hour after.
I'd split the hour and a half in half.
What does that mean?
45 minutes of meeting.
Oh, okay. 45 minutes. Okay. All right. So 5:15.
Okay.
All right.
William for the stack.
Yes, William.
If we're starting early, 7:30 Eastern instead of 8:30 Eastern, and do your local time, because there's a 10:30 Eastern KPFK Finance Committee meeting, then it either doesn't make any sense to start early, or we don't need to cut it to an hour and a half. It could easily go 2.5, 7:30 to 10, and that gives people to get ready for their next meeting. So I don't see 45 minutes and 45 minutes.
This is great. I'd like to respond to that.
7:30 and 9 are the two start times. Eastern.
So that's 6 Eastern Pacific. The 9 p.m. meeting would be 6 p.m. Pacific. Is that okay to get people to their other meeting?
Robert, this is Grace.
Yeah.
May I respond?
I wish you would.
It's difficult for me to participate if I'm driving to the station because I lose cell phone reception. I'll have to use my cell phone for the meeting, and I lose cell phone reception. So can we just leave it at 4:30? There was no objection to 4:30 Pacific time. That would be 7:30 to start the open session. What is William objecting to, the timing of the closed session?
He was objecting to my saying split the time in half, 45 minutes per meeting.
I see.
So if anybody has a better idea on how to divide the time?
How about an hour each meeting?
Any objection to that? Okay, you got the time, Saki?
Yeah,
okay, so Tuesday, next Tuesday, at 7:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern, and we'll have an hour of open session.
Opposite.
Well, say it for me.
7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific.
4:30 Pacific, okay. And then an hour each meeting. Is there any objection to that then? I'm hearing noise, but I'm not sure I'm hearing any objection.
Allow for a point of information.
Yeah.
What day is this now?
Tuesday, the 9th.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No objection? Once?
Mm-hmm.
Twice? We'll meet those days. That day, those times. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Say what it is. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Any objections? No objections? See you all next week on the radio, on the telephones.